It is Hit 100.9, Jimmy Nath, Wednesday morning, middle of the week. Thanks for joining us. And you know what? I'm going to change my tone of voice, Jim, because I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit down. A little bit upset.
You haven't been yourself for probably 24 hours since you heard this news.
No, I haven't.
You were storming around the office yesterday.
God, I wasn't happy, was
you
I?
You were not happy.
I was kicking things.
Yeah, you were placing phone calls, slamming the...
I absolutely
was. You were
one
of those people that commented on Facebook in the comment section.
I was a commenter, and I'm never a commenter.
And I said never, you don't want to be that person.
No, but I am now. And for a reasonable explanation, yeah, I would argue. Because I feel like there's been a party, mate. I feel like there's been a big party, and we haven't been invited.
Mm.
And as you know, we hate not being invited to parties.
And I've never not been invited, so this is strange for me.
This is what hurts.
If this involved producer Grace, well, she never gets invited to
things. There'd be no point talking about it.
But us, we're fun, we're popular.
Absolutely. Well, not quite, because, Jim, the party is an article. The party is an article I read in the Mercury yesterday, a publication we have trusted for years, one we love, one...
I thought they were good people.
One we respect.
Yeah, well, respected.
Respected.
Not anymore.
And this is why this hurts even more. Let me tell you the title of the article. Title of the article, How Tassie's TikTok Stars Have Found Success. As I scroll through the article, obviously, pretty excited.
Yeah.
TikTok stars.
Because, I mean, what, we're sitting at, what, 48,000?
Almost 50K, mate.
50K.
Almost that's, 50K.
It's pretty decent.
About to pass the precipice that is 50K.
You'd think that'd put us somewhere high within
somewhere
this
near
article.
There.
Yeah. Proud Tasmanians doing great things on TikTok.
Words out of my mouth. Scrolling through this article, I see names like Jane Hamilton Foster, comedian and actor. 19,100 followers.
Yeah, no, we got Jane.
I see Dr. Kieran Thapper, or Tapper. Entrepreneur. Dr. Kieran Tapper.
Thapper.
Or Thapper. T-H-A-P-A. See, I don't even know how to say it. Entrepreneur with plans to grow the world's largest Gomfrina
field.
Just get
the followers.
34.9.
Yeah, no, got him.
Justin Gall, 19 years old, gained attention for his
don't
car
care
trips.
How many has he got?
12.5.
No, got him.
Dahlia Fu. Seal researcher.
Nah, again, how many?
6,000.
Got her.
6,000? 6,000!
You should have been on the list!
There was one there with 1,200!
I haven't told you this. This is so... I'm just showing Nathan in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my personal Instagram account.
I'll get rid of the sad music because it's not helping me.
Yeah, see, yeah. You can see we're on my personal Instagram account.
Yep, yep.
We're going to go into my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into one of my group chats with some
do.
Of my friends that I grew up with.
Yeah.
What's that, a screenshot of,
Nathan?
They've
sent you the article, mate.
They've sent me the Mercury article.
I'm
they've
disgusted.
Gone, what's happened here?
Does the Mercury hate us?
Yeah, I think the Mercury must. It's the only logical explanation.
Have we done something wrong? Is our content not relatable? Because Jimmy and Nath, we're the guys that brought you. Have you been baking?
Cruises?
The Lizzie McGuire
remake.
Producer Grace, you're in the studio. We brought you the Mean Girls.
Yeah, the Mean Girls one. There was a Rain On Me one too.
The Rain On Me dance.
And most of our stuff was filmed in Lanna Valley with the beautiful Kanai Mount Wellington in the background. Can you get any more Tasmanian?
And you know what? Some of these people don't even live in Tassie anymore. So yesterday, Jim, as you said, I was making phone calls.
You were?
I was making phone calls.
He's not joking. He was
not even kidding.
He was not. And we make a lot of jokes in the show. Nathan was actually really upset.
I was. And I've tracked down the author. I've tracked down the author of the Mercury. Her name, she's actually really lovely. at the moment. Her name is Annie McCann. And after this, we're going to chat to her. I'm waking her up nice and early. I know it's before 7 o'clock, but she's a journalist. She's used to weird time phone calls. Producer Grace is going to call Annie McCann, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I'd say as a journalist, she'd be used to being up at all hours of the day doing research for her articles.
Yeah.
But I feel like this article, maybe she didn't do that much research.
No, she's evidently not. And that's what we're going to bring up with her. Because I don't normally swear on the show, but I'm annoyed. All right, the author of the Mercury article about TikTok Gate, her name, Annie McCann, she's going to join us next. Hobart's Hit 100.9, it's Jimmy and Nath. Jim, once again, I'm going to play this. So I'm still annoyed. I'm upset, I'm pissed off.
You want to remind the people, Nath?
Why? I have to?
Yeah,
because I'm that annoyed.
I know you're pretending that you're trying to pretend to be upset, but yesterday you were very upset.
I was kicking things.
Producer Grace, Nathan was very upset yesterday.
Yeah, he kept walking around into studios making phone calls, and I was like, "What's going on?"
Making phone calls.
You and I are actually trying to get work done, and he's like, "I'm not accepting this list," because a list came out.
A list has come out. An article came out. The title of the article was "How Tassie's TikTok Stars Found Success." As I scroll through the article, we got Jane Hamilton Foster.
Okay. We're not on it. Two things.
We're not on
Have
it.
Have we not found success?
Mm.
Well, what's the other thing? How they
How they found success. That's it.
Yeah,
but I'm looking at 19.1 thousand followers, 34.9 thousand followers, 12,000, 6,000, 1,500. What are we currently sitting on?
Just over 48,000, mate.
48,000. Do we live here?
And I've got our breakdown as well. Yeah. Over 80% of them are Tasmanians.
Look, it's heartbreaking. Because as we spoke about, I mean, the Mercury, we trusted them for years.
Thought
publication
they were
our friend,
we love,
yeah. One we respect. So I made a phone call yesterday. Get rid of this music. Made a phone call yesterday to the author. I've tracked her down.
Are we going to give her a round of applause? Or?
I'm going to give her a round of applause because she's actually really lovely.
And she's come on the show nice and early this morning.
She has. We've woken her up. Please welcome the author of How Tassie's TikTok Stars Found Success from the Mercury, Annie McCann. Annie.
Hello. I'm not sure whether to be flattered or scared right now.
Annie, don't you dare laugh.
Annie, look, I think first things, maybe you owe Nathan an apology. He was very upset yesterday. It's been a rough 24 hours for the big fella. Do you want to say sorry?
Look, if I've upset you, I suppose I should, shouldn't I?
Okay, Annie, an apology I'm not going to accept. What I will accept is a complete retraction on the front page of the Mercury tomorrow.
We need a front page spread.
Okay, now Annie, I'm not here to diss your journalistic abilities. I'm sure you're extremely talented.
I'm sure look, we haven't let Annie explain.
No, we haven't.
Surely there's a reason as to why you and I didn't make the list.
Annie, is there a reason?
Look, I think what I was really looking for was TikToks with hashtags relating to Tassie. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it was the algorithm, but maybe you boys haven't been using the Tasmania hashtag. Or maybe...
Don't put it on us!
I know what you're doing. Very sneak. Well done, actually. I like it. But no, don't put it on us.
I told you she was good. Okay.
No, look, we haven't used the hashtag, but I was saying earlier, all that we usually film stuff in Lenna Valley, Kanai, Mount Wellington's in the background of all our stuff. We're always drinking lagers. Cascade lagers have featured predominantly in our videos. I'm running out of things.
Okay, so, I mean, Annie, as we know, the title of the article was How Tassie's TikTok Stars Found Success. Two questions. Do you not think we're stars, or do you think we haven't found success, or neither?
I think you're obviously very, very successful. Please don't think I doubted that. But I just wonder, what's your most viral TikTok? Have you raked in a few million views on any particular TikTok?
Well, I mean, look,
not to toot our own horn, but toot, toot.
Yeah. Nate, I think when you came up with this idea of calling it, this is just toot your own horn. Well, probably our most famous video has 4 million views on it.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Lizzie McGuire, Annie?
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Lizzie McGuire. Have you seen our Lizzie McGuire TikTok video?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I haven't. I haven't seen it. Should I have seen it?
What research were you doing,
but you've
Annie?
You've seen Dahlia Foo with the seals, haven't you?
Doesn't one of these blokes live in Melbourne now anyway?
Yeah, one of them now lives in Melbourne. Annie, is there anything we can do?
Apparently you can use the hashtag Tasmania.
I mean, obviously we've got to use the hashtag. Do we need to apologise to you? Have we made content that hasn't been up your alley? Is there something that we can do to help us?
Is there a video we can make just for you, Annie?
Help us help you, Annie. What can we do for you to get some recognition?
I think what can be done is a special TikTok all about Lizzie McGuire, but directly aimed at me for just to make me feel a bit special, and then I can return the favour and add another second list of successful TikTok story, and you will be right at the top.
Okay, Annie, I don't want to be on a second list. I don't want to be a second stringer. I'm not a bench warmer. Annie, we're talking, we will do a TikTok for you. I want front page.
You do realise I don't run the Mercury.
Okay, but what if we do a TikTok, but in that video we commit a crime and you can break, you can go to the Mercury and go, oh my God, you know Jimmy and Ace, and everyone in the office will go, yeah, they got 48,000 followers on TikTok, they did the Lizzie McGuire thing.
They broke into Mona.
Yeah, and I've got the exclusive video and I can break the story. That way it's front page worthy.
Oh, 100%. If you're willing to throw yourselves in jail just to make this list, I guess that's
it. I will punch David Walsh in the face.
Hang on. But only if we hashtag Tasmania, yeah?
And dark mofo.
Oh, Abby, you're a good sport.
No, it's really good sport, Abby.
Thank you so much.
We love you. We're all good with the list.
We do love you. We're fine with America. We're fine not being on the list. Do yourself a favour. Go and watch the Lizzie McGuire video that we did.
Read Annie's article.
Yeah,
she's great.
Go and read the article. Annie McCann, she's a very talented journalist from the Merc. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're sorry we woke you up early.
Thank you so much. I'll go look at your TikToks right now.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. No.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.